that. I only got about halfway through the story beats, but I suppose this is a courtesy notice that the what was previously a Magnus Archives spin-off story is now becoming its own fully fledged work in progress, so that's fun. It's 1:20 in the morning. But basically, the Department for Disturbed Rest has now been upgraded to the Center of Investigations of... the Center for Investigations into Disturbed Rest and Malady. It is a huge, think of it as like a huge research institute with, as of right now, 6 departments, possibly more. And each department has its own subgenre of staff, etc. So the first department is the board of directors, which is basically one representative from all other departments, and they make sure to meet and basically guarantee that the center is operating smoothly. Then the other departments are as follows: consultation and screening, observational analysis, quarantine and expulsion, recovery and discharge, maintenance, and technological development. So I'll take it through that one more time, but each department has 2 functions. So the first department, consultation and screening, they screen patients to see if this is something that the Center for Investigations really is going to handle, and that is the department that, coincidentally, Elverney Weaver would have originated from. He would have been in the consultation and screening department with a little bit of overlap with observational analysis, because Shaughnessy St. Thomas works in observational analysis, and so they would have contacted each other. Anyways, consultation and screening basically takes care of, like, are we going to let you in? And the vast majority of the time, the answer is no. Then the next department is observational analysis, which I touched on just now with the mention of Shaughnessy St. Thomas. So observational analysis is basically them putting you in a room to live in for like a few days, and they'll just watch you if you exhibit any symptoms of possession or disturbed rest. Then they either let you ride it out, or they wait for you to get bad enough to be placed into quarantine and expulsion. So quarantine and expulsion is when the entity or the creature, specifically in this universe they're called maladies, so specifically when the malady is sort of taking you to a point where you are in physical harm or a danger to those around you, they put you in quarantine to sort of starve it out, and I'll explain more about that whole process later. But yeah, so quarantine and expulsion is a sub part of the department. It basically means that if they feel they need to exercise you, they will. Although this is very risky, doesn't always work, there's a lot that goes on to it, and the expulsion only gets added on after Elverney Weaver leaves the consultation and screening department. So anyways, quarantine and expulsion is the eventual full title of the department. Next up is recovery and discharge. These are the people who will basically gaslight you into thinking that this was definitely not a supernatural occurrence of any kind. You were just having very disturbed rest. It was either all nightmares or a result of like sleep deprivation or paranoia while you were stuck in the room. So any weird experiences you have are smoothed over, you're gaslit, and then they send you on your way. And of course, discharge is when they let you go. Now, you will only be discharged once you accept that there was absolutely nothing supernatural about what you experienced. So it's very sinister to some extent in that way, although Elverney specifically would argue that everyone in the recovery and discharge department is only working to protect the sanity and security of, or perceived security of the patients. They don't want to go ruining their ability to sleep at night, knowing that there's forces beyond their control. So yeah, recovery and discharge. The last department is maintenance and technological development, which I may split into a couple different departments, because, you know, facilities need to be maintained. So technological development is just, people who come up with technology to contain, secure, expel, all that stuff, for the Center for Investigations, and maintenance is making sure that none of that breaks down, because maintenance is a very important preventative measure that I think doesn't get enough attention in stories like this. So the role that maintenance serves in keeping everybody safe, including the staff for the department. So yeah, that's the only update I've got, is that everything about the Weaver Claws is going to be its own, it's going to be its own thing, and it may or may not be called the Weaver Claws anymore. So I guess I'll keep everybody posted. Welcome to the writing process.